Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here.
Good morning.
Okay.
So we are talking about hospitality this morning. And it's one of my favorite subjects to preach on. And I've done a few hours just recently preaching about it, so that's all good thing to do. So let's look at a particular scripture, 1 Peter chapter 4. There are numerous verses in the Old Testament and the New Testament that expand on the theme of hospitality. The elders and the bishops of the churches are encouraged to be hospitable. So let me read to you this passage in 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Keep sane and sober for your prayers. You can just repeat my words, it's fine.
Sorry. It was written up there in Mandarin.
No, that's just one piece.
Okay, well, this English, I try.我读齐先啦，万物的结局近了，所以你哋要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。最紧要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。你们要互相款待，不发怨言。各人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，作神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有人服侍的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍。 要神在凡事因耶稣基督得荣耀，原来荣耀权能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿门。
That must have been several verses. But never mind. So above all, hold unfailingly your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. Practice hospitality ungrudgingly to one another. So here is the New Testament church in a time of difficulty. It starts with this phrase, the end of all things is at hand. And in many ways, our COVID experience has made us feel that our whole world has been shaken. Our experience of the pandemic has made us feel like our world is shaken. So we have some similar experience to that New Testament church. And their response is interesting. Their response is more love. More care for one another. And has this little interesting phrase. That love covers a multitude of sins. And there are lots of different ways you can look at the word sin. It has all sorts of innuendos to it. And one of those innuendos is brokenness, tiredness, things not working as they should be.
係啦，咁譬如即係最可能講緊嘅係一種嘅破壞啦，一種嘅tiredness，一種嘅即係令你好疲乏啦，甚至係一種嘅唔圓滿。
And love restores that brokenness.
但愛能夠將呢啲嘢去復原。
Love gives people new strength.
愛能夠俾人有新嘅力量。
It washes away the impact of even the wrong things that we have done.
即使我哋所做嘅係我哋係搞彎咗件事。
And the practical outworking of that love is hospitality.
我哋點樣實踐落去咧？就係我哋透過款待。
And the little Greek word here, which I'll not try to pronounce, means to love a stranger.
有一個嘅希臘嘅詞去講，去表達呢一個嘅形容呢個愛。
And so we wonder, well, I wonder how effective that might be if we loved strangers. What would our world look like?
我諗，如果我哋對面對一啲陌生嘅人，我哋去表達我哋愛，其實呢個我哋願意咁樣做嘅時候，究竟世界會係點嘅咧？
I met a New Testament theologian many years ago called Alan Kreider.
我曾經有接觸過一個嘅新約嘅神學家 Alan Kreider.
And he put out a hypothesis that the way the New Testament church reached the Roman Empire was through hospitality.
他講就係當時嘅世界，當時嘅基督徒點樣去進入呢一個嘅羅馬嘅世界咧？其實就係透過款待，基督教點樣進入呢一個嘅羅馬嘅世界
？And I think I was a little skeptical of this.
我有啲嘅懷疑。
And then I read a few letters by an early church father called Aristides, as one does.
咁佢都睇過一啲咧，即係早期教父嘅書信係講呢一樣嘢嘅。
And I was going to read it to you, but our reading of things going from English to Chinese is a little bit torturous, so I'm going to not read it to you.
係啦，佢諗住讀俾你聽嘅，不過即係又要即係翻譯啦，我係冇能力㗎，咁所以就算啦。
But I will summarize for you.
佢會説要。
So he says this, that when anybody was destitute, when a poor stranger came to them, so when someone who had nothing,
當一個人係咩都冇嘅時候，佢倒空佢所有嘢，they
would fast and not eat and give to these people their own food and the money saved from it.
係啦，佢會點咧？佢會將佢嘅所有嘢都去俾出去啦。
And if they found a stranger, they would treat him like a brother.
Like a brother.
Like a member of the family.
係啦，當佢即佢款待一個嘅即陌生人係嘅咩意思咧？就係佢即係當佢係一個自己人一樣，一個家人一樣。
Because they recognized us all as coming from the Father God.
因為佢點樣睇就係每一個人都係由天父嗰度嚟。So
indeed, Alan Kreider was right. The early church used loving kindness as a form of missional endeavour.
所以初期嘅教會佢係透過愛成為一個嘅成為一個嘅途徑去傳福音。And
we see in the life of Jesus hospitality at work.
我哋亦都喺耶穌基督嘅身上咧睇到呢一個嘅款待係點樣發生。Now
we see it work in two ways.
有兩個嘅體驗。He
was didn't really have a home, so he couldn't invite you round to dinner very easily.
不過耶穌基督佢冇屋企啦，咁就冇好似我哋咁樣款待就係接人去我哋去屋企咁樣，係咪？But
he managed a small lunch for 5,000 people quite happily.
不過係啦，不過佢喂飽5,000人。And
he was hospitable also in the sense that he went to things. He was always out in other people's houses.
佢另一個就係佢經常都去人哋屋企。
And hospitality does have that interesting double edge to it. It is not just about you inviting people into your space.
Oh, 款待呢有一個嘅兩邊嘅，原來就係唔係就係講緊我哋接人去我哋屋企。
It is about being the sort of person who will go to someone else's space。
都係講緊我哋點樣去到人哋嘅裏邊，喺嗰邊。
And so we see tremendous hospitality in the life of Jesus。
係啦，我哋見到耶穌嗰一種嘅即係款待係點樣體現出嚟嘅。
At the beginning of his ministry, he turns the water into the wine.
在他初期的时候，他行一个神迹，就是将水变做酒。
And at the end of his ministry, he pours out the wine and gave it to his disciples to drink in remembrance of him.
是的，而在最后呢，他也都呢将最后的晚餐里面呢，他都呢将酒呢，就是倒给他的门徒，说这个呢就是我的血吧。
So this is tremendous symbolism.
这个是很有力的表征。
So let us think for a moment, why does hospitality have so much impact?
我们想想为什么款待有一个这么大的力量呢，感染力呢？
So we've had a little bit of Darren theology, we can have a little bit of Lawrence theology.
我们有有 Darren 佢自己嘅即係神學觀念啦 ，Darren 佢一樣有佢哋自己嘅觀念。
In 2 Samuel 23 is a story。
撒母耳記下有一個咁嘅故事。
And the story is that one day David was in a cave and he was feeling very thirsty and he asked if he could drink the sweet water from a well in Bethlehem。
Okay。在大衛呢有一次呢他逃難的時候他躲在一個洞裡面他很口口渴他很想呢在那個他很希望得到一些的水。
Now this well was controlled by the Philistines so he couldn't really go there.
但是那些水那些水呢是那個泉源呢是哪一個即屬於哪一個呢是當時他們敵人菲利士人的。
But his three mighty men fought their way to the well. They fought their way to the well. And then he does the strangest thing. He doesn't drink the water.
很驚訝的事，大衛呢沒喝這些水。
But he pours it on the ground.
他將這些水
as an offering to the Lord because it had become holy.
他將這些水倒在地下，因為他沒喝。為什麼？因為這些水實在太過，對他來說是實在太過聖潔了。
So something strange has happened here.
點解會咁樣嘅咧？點解唔飲咧？
And what I believe happens is that sacrifice.
佢好，因為大衛好清楚明白，一個係牽涉即犧牲。
Changes the very nature of something. It releases power.
係啦，佢因為咧呢啲嘅水咧，即當呢個三個嘅勇士 ，sorry, I try to elaborate to be here。呢三個嘅勇士，呢三個嘅勇士，佢當佢咁樣做嘅時候，其實呢啲就已經再唔係水嚟㗎啦。喺大衛眼中，呢一個咧係一個神聖嘅嘢嚟㗎啦。
And so, if sacrifice does something really special，
當犧牲係當人。當願意犧牲的時候有一些事情是發生。
I went to a gathering of churches in Basingstoke a few years ago.
我去到有一間嘅教會喺 Basingstoke。
And a lady was telling us about her strategy to welcome new people on a big housing estate.
佢講緊佢係點樣去接待啲人。
And they had created a very high-class brochure describing the area, the schools, the restaurants, the churches, all sorts of things.
佢有一個好靚嘅即係小冊子啦，去形容下即係附近嘅環境啦、學校啦係點樣嘅。
And their strategy was to bake a homemade cake. To make a homemade cake, and go to the houses with the cake and with the brochure.
係啦，佢亦都點咧？佢就會做嗰啲好美味嘅蛋糕，連埋呢啲好製作好嘅即係介紹嘅小冊子啦，去到嗰啲人嗰度。
So I said to her, "Well, why homemade?"
點解要要自己整嘅啲蛋糕
？And she said, "Lawrence, without sacrifice, there's no power."
Okay. 如果啲蛋糕唔係自己整，唔經過你嘅血汗，唔經過你嘅犧牲，係冇乜能力。
It has to be homemade to demonstrate to these people that they are important.
哇！透過呢啲親手做嘅，去表達嗰種嘅願意付出、願意嘅犧牲。
And this simple act of hospitality.
一個就係一個嘅犧牲，一個願意付出嘅一個嘅表徵。
Was a doorway for many people who had never considered church to come to church.
一個係一個好重要嘅一道門，讓我哋將耶穌基督去介紹俾未認識嘅人。
I was involved in a church a few years ago.
我喺教會幾年前。
And there was a couple in the church called Dennis and Anne.
喺一間嘅教會 ，Dennis and Anne。
And every Sunday they would bake a Sunday lunch for six people.
每一朝佢嗰一朝佢哋都會煮一個嘅星期日嘅早餐俾六個人。
And yet there was only the two of them. They didn't have any family. It was just the two of them, Dennis and Anne.
哦，即係佢哋。
So they cooked more food than they needed.
佢哋煮好多嘅食物係多過。
And they would go to the church and find people who, for whatever reason, had nowhere to eat that Sunday, and they invite them back to their house.
Okay, 咁佢哋煮啲食物係咩咧？就係佢哋當佢即係當佢接觸人，佢揾一啲人係佢哋一啲原因，佢哋冇得食，所以就即係邀請佢哋嚟食咯。
And sometimes these were guests to the church.Sometimes they were just other members of the church.
呢啲可能係一啲嘅即係教會嘅即係本身教做會人啦，或者咧呢啲係一啲即係外來嘅例外賓。
But over a 20-year period, 20 years they did this.
講緊係做咗呢樣嘢二十年。
It had an enormous effect on this church.
對呢間教會一個帶嚟一個好。好震撼嘅事。
And many people were discipled, strengthened, restored, led to Christ by this wonderful couple.
就係因為咁樣，有好多嘅人佢翻嚟教會，亦都咧有好多嘅人係喺咁喺間教會度被建立。
So hospitality changes things because it releases power.
款待係能夠帶嚟改變，因為佢帶出一種咁嘅能力。
And it's a journey for all of us to think about.
讓我哋都一齊去諗下，依一個嘅款待係咩回事
？And it probably just starts as a word. You hear this word, hospitality.
可能佢係即係今日開始聽啊，依個有關依個款待嘅字啦。
In the early days of the mission agency I worked with.We had this word, hospitality. I worked for a mission agency which encouraged people to think about hospitality.
係啦，喺阿 Lawrence 佢係參與服侍嘅時候咧，佢就會佢讓人即係佢哋就去提出依一個嘅即係款待。
But to start with, it just meant that speakers had a better breakfast than ordinary people.
係啦，咁通常即係款待係講緊即係你整啲嘢俾人食啦，服侍人啦咁樣。
And it didn't really mean very much.
但其實唔係代表呢、這個唔係成個嘅款待意思。
I took a trip of young people to France, and our bus broke down. I went to France with a group of 40 young people, and the bus broke down.
佢曾經咧去同四十個嘅人去 France 去法國嘅途中架巴士爆個胎，跪低咗啦。
And I knew a YWAM base was quite near where we were, so I rang them up and asked for help.
係啦，咁佢於是就揾一個YWAM嘅童工啦，同佢講。
And so they came and took us back to their place.
係啦，於是咧，即係嗰個童工咧就嚟去接待依一啲嘅人翻去。
And I found that I was sleeping in the base director's bed, and he had gone off somewhere else.
Wow.
I was sleeping in the leader's bed, and he had found a floor somewhere.
係啦，佢哋 OK， 咁咧佢咧就有一個嘅睡袋，但係其他人咧就係瞓喺地下嘅。
So now hospitality is more than a word.
係啦，依個款待咧係即係款待咧係唔係淨係得個講嘅。
And slowly this changes you.Slowly, this has impact on you.
係啦，係會係真係會款待講緊佢真係會令你帶嚟影響嘅，唔係得個講字嘅，係啊。
And as we think of our world today,
我哋再諗下我哋今日嘅世界。
It is shaken by what we have gone through.
係啦，佢係即係帶有好多嘅震盪啦，係因為我哋即係所做嘅事情。
And I think that one of the things that has happened during this time，
而我哋諗到有一樣嘢喺呢個時候發生嘅。
It is like the pandemic has been a vacuum cleaner and it has sucked some life out of all of us。
佢就好似一個嘅吸塵機。點樣？
我哋明
啦。多謝，我唔明啊！你好，就好似一個吸塵機，將我哋捲入去，係啦。
And it's like our spiritual energy and our life energy, and that has created issues.
佢將我哋嘅好多嘅嘢、好多嘅力量啦、我哋嘅心思啦，其實就好似捲入咗，我哋就好似俾佢 trap 住咗。
So how many people here feel that in some kind of way that this locked-in experience has sucked a little bit of life force out of you? And I think that if that is true, it's true of our neighbors, it's true of our friends, it's true of the people who live near you.
我哋有冇係咁咧？如果我哋係咁嘅話，其實我哋身邊有人都會係咁樣嘅。
It is true of one another。
我哋身邊一定有人係咁樣。
So we want to find a way that we can restore spiritual energy。
所以我哋原來我哋都有方法可以點樣將呢樣嘢去復原㗎。
This passage in 1 Peter 4, which I won't read again, talks about every one of us having a gift.And that God gives us grace to exercise those gifts.
彼得前書嗰度頭先對講經文就講啦，原來神俾我哋每一個人都有恩賜，可以咧帶嚟呢種復原嘅力量啊。
And one of those gifts that we can exercise is this gift of hospitality. We can reach out to our neighbors as we have seen during this time of pandemic.
我哋可以用我哋恩賜去服侍我哋身邊嘅人，特別喺依一個嘅即係咁困難嘅時候。
We know that most people who come to faith come to faith because they have a friend or a neighbor who is a Christian。
我哋可以將依一個將我哋身邊陌生人帶嚟去相信耶穌，因為我哋就係因為我哋去款待佢哋，去接待佢哋。
I preached in a Baptist church about evangelism a number of years ago.
我喺一間嘅浸 浸信會裡面去講一些方面的信息。
I spent the first hour talking about hospitality.
第一個開頭我同佢講嘅係關於款待。
And the minister came up to me, he wasn't very happy.
係啦，牧師就走埋去，佢就唔係好開心啊。
But I said to him, hospitality is the new evangelism.
你話俾佢聽，其實款待就係傳福音啦。
As we reach out and we touch people's lives with just simple things, a cup of coffee, an invitation, whatever it might be.
無論你做啲咩，只要你走出去，你去願意去款待嗰人，其實就係傳福音啦。
It will release the power of God. It will restore them.
款待係會帶嚟力量嘅。
Sussex University have been doing some research on loving kindness.
有一間學校佢做過一啲嘅研究係關於即係。As
if they invented the idea, which is a little worrying. They are sort of proclaiming loving kindness as if this is their new idea. Okay, so Sussex University are talking about loving kindness as if this is something that they just made up, that it was their idea.
是啦，咁依家學校佢講，即係佢講，其實我哋係講即係，well, some aspect.
Okay, it'll maybe catch up in a second. And they say that if you express loving kindness to other people, then it will heal you, it restores you.
Okay, 佢就話啦，當我哋願意咧去愛身邊人咧，其實咧我哋嘅生命咧係被祝福嘅。
But I hate to tell Sussex University, but this book is full of stories of loving kindness. I think we were before them.
係啦，咁佢就話其實呢個就係聖經所講。
So that as we step into our communities, as we step into each other's lives through thinking of ways to be hospitable,
當我哋進入一個人嘅生命，或者我哋進入一個群體裏邊，當我哋去諗我哋點樣去可以成為可以款待，可以成為一個款待人嘅人咧，
we will be amazed at what the Spirit of God can do.
我哋會發現咧，神喺裏邊咧點樣去做一啲好奇妙嘅事，奇妙嘅事就會發生。
So let us take encouragement this morning and think of how we can embrace hospitality even more.
讓我哋喺個群體裏諗下，我哋其實可以點樣可以實踐呢一個嘅款待。
So let's pray. For all of us that feel that something of our life force has been sucked out through this time of COVID, we pray for the Spirit of God to restore and strengthen us in Jesus' name. We pray that God's grace might be with us and that God's grace would give us power at this time. And we ask for these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Good job. Thank you.